Blue Sky Radio community call out. It brings us to Dougie Mack, and I'm very pleased to say that joining us from the Dementia Wellbeing Department, we got Paul Webster. Paul, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very, very well. Would I be right, firstly, in saying that when most of us think Dougie Mack, we tend to think of the wonderful, the brilliant end-of-life care that you find here? We wouldn't necessarily think dementia and a unit that is based here.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, the real facts of it are that actually only 60% or so of the people that come to Dougie Mack have a cancer diagnosis. And there's so much more to Dougie Mack now than just cancer, and we're really trying to dispel those myths and rumours. You know, the remaining 40% now, it's dementia, it's Parkinson's, motor neuron disease, heart failure. So there's a wide range of different services that Dougie Mack's able to provide out there for the local community.
The dementia unit, the hub that you have here, can you just give us a quick audio-guided tour?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you come into the main Dougie Mack park, car park, and if you bear left, you'll see our building, and it is the Dementia Services building. So from here, we're actually able to run a variety of different group sessions that we've got going on. And as you kind of come into the main space, you'll be greeted by our staff, and they'll guide you into the room that we call Oak Room. And that's where we host our independent activity group sessions, our moulding memories, pottery sessions, where we take people from the early stages of designing a piece of pottery through to getting it sent to the kiln. And then they actually get a little memento at the end of those sessions to take home with them as well as a little bit of a memory to take home with their carers. So it's a really great space for us. Our office staff are based here too, and it's just enabled us to do much more for the local community. We've actually been based in this particular building now for 2 years. We started here in April 2022. And the merger just means that we're going to be able to do even more from this building for the local community.
The building is fabulous. How big a team are you?
So we've got 21 staff at the moment, but with the merger, we've got more plans for expansion, more plans for growth, so definitely keep your eyes peeled.
And dementia as an illness, as a condition, it's something going forward that we're going to have to deal as a family with more and more. Medicine is getting better. People are living longer. There's a positive to that. Some would argue the negative being the fact that we are living to such an age. We're now seeing new illnesses, or more in the way of illnesses like dementia.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kevin. I mean, you know, to give you a bit of context there, there are around 12,000 people in Staffordshire alone that have been diagnosed with dementia, and 4,000 of that figure are actually based in Stoke-on-Trent. So it's a huge issue, and it is actually only growing, and it's only going to grow in intensity as people have longer life expectancies, as you say, as medications get better. So we need to be really proactive with what that dementia story looks like and be able to respond to that need out there in the local community.
12,000 within Staffordshire, 4,000 within the Stoke-on-Trent area. Those are big numbers. It's not just the individual, the impact on their life. And this is the interesting thing, the work that's done here at Dougie Mack and the dementia hub that you have. Would I be right in saying it's not just the individual, but that trickle feed of help and support to members of a family who are possibly hearing about a diagnosis and at the same time are thinking, oh my God, what do we do here?
That's exactly right. You know, dementia doesn't just impact the person that's actually been diagnosed. It has a much wider impact within that family and with the carer in particular as well. You know, that's exactly why we offer carer support and advice sessions across local communities. We're actually operating now in 10 different locations up and down North Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent, including Bentley, Burslem, Biddulph, Leek, Cheadle, Kidsgrove, and all sorts of local areas, just to make sure that we reach people on their neighbourhoods, that we're at their doorstep, and that they know that they can come to us for any kind of support. It's all about getting interaction with our staff, that are able to access any kind of answer any kind of questions. But also it's about having that peer-to-peer support and meeting other people that are going through the same thing and realising that you're not alone during that journey. We're also able to provide carer training that takes people from the early stages, the signs and symptoms of dementia, through to the mild to moderate stages, you know, asking the practical questions like, what do I do about medications? How do I go about attendance allowance, lasting power of attorney, all of that sort of stuff that really is the bedrock to providing any kind of support for someone, because it's the last thing that you want to be thinking about as a carer, having to fill out all of those forms. So we're able to give some training and some guidance and some advice around that. And then we're also able to link in with the Admiral Nurse service here at Dougie Mack. So the Admiral Nurses look after the more complex cases of carer support, as well as people in the advanced stages of dementia. So it's really about, as you say, that holistic picture of dementia support. And to give you a little bit of an insight as well, what we're trying to do really is give people that pathway of support for dementia, you know, taking them from the early stages of having been diagnosed through to the mild to moderate stages, which is what I think Approach covers very well at the moment with the care support and advice sessions, with the dementia group activities, the training, the one-to-one service that we can provide, and then linking in more strongly with the ABWA nurse service. And we're going to be able to do that with the extra developments that are going to be coming our way thanks to our merger with the Dougie Mac.
A word that I hate to use, but bearing in mind we're talking about dementia, how it's hitting our communities, how it's hitting our area, I should imagine, again, a lot of people that you meet up with, they're to give help and support to not only the person affected by the condition, but perhaps a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, members of their family. What is so wonderful about what you're doing here, you are eroding that feeling of isolation, which I should imagine, again, a lot of people do think initially.
That is really at the core of everything that we're trying to do. You know, what we hear so often from carers is that they receive the diagnosis, the person that they love has just been diagnosed with dementia, and they feel completely abandoned. They don't know where to go, what support services are out there. That's why we're doing what we're doing, to take people by the hand and say, you're not alone during this journey. There are support services that are available for you. Come and talk to us about, you know, carer training, about the dementia support groups that we're able to offer. And what we want to do is really guide people through that journey and let them know that, you know, as isolating as being a carer can be, there are support avenues available for you, and we are here to help.
Another big positive, we talk about the work that's done here at Dougie Mac, the hospice itself. We mentioned that the dementia hub that you now have and you've had for the last couple of years, but the fact that you are out there within the community, that is also key, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. You know, we recognise that for a lot of people that are looking after someone with dementia, transportation is a huge issue. You know, a lot of these carers, they've got complicated health conditions of their own. They may not be able to travel a few miles down the road to a different session. So that's why we've taken the tactic of putting ourselves in the local communities. And Stoke-on-Trent, you know, it's a diverse place, there's six towns. We want to be responsive to what each individual place wants from our services. And that's exactly why we've gotten out there into the community.
Just in closing, somebody listening to Blue Sky Radio and they themselves perhaps have had a diagnosis, or it's a close personal friend, a member of their family, and they're needing, they're wanting to reach out, but they don't know what to do. What would you say to them?
Well, I'd say that we're open for business. Come and give us a call. It's 01782 214 999. We're able to help support you, and we can direct you onto the best service that is tailored for you. So definitely give us a call. Have a look at the Dougie Mac website. All our details are on there. Have a look at the Approach website as well, www.approachstaffordshire.co.uk, or just Google Approach Dementia Services Staffordshire, and we'll be on there. There's a What's On calendar that's got all of the information about all the different events that we've got going on, and loads of detail about the different sessions that we're able to run. So please, absolutely get in touch with us. We can help.
Fascinating to catch up with you. Paul Webster, Dementia Wellbeing Services Manager here at Dougie Mac. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for talking to me, Kev.